This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 21, 2009. Restoring, yet respecting. The scripture is Galatians 6, verse 1. If someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. English poet John Donne wrote, "No man is an island. We need to realize we are all members of a larger community. No believer in Christ should think she is totally independent of others. No Christian should ever think he is on his own. As in a family, relationships in the body of Christ, the church, function best when there's a deep felt awareness and concern for others, even while maintaining healthy boundaries. The common good requires our working to restore relationships that are broken by sin, and doing so with a spirit of gentleness and self-awareness. Whatever sin a person is guilty of, we must not boast, 'That would never happen to me.' Such pride is the first step toward a mighty fall. A humble, gentle inquiry, such as, 'How may I help?' or 'How may I pray for you?' can be the beginning toward gaining someone's confidence without interfering. People need privacy, even when being helped in a sinful situation. Gentle restoration demands respecting the person as one of God's image-bearers and allowing personal privacy. Different people have different needs in terms of their personal space. Healthy relationships allow for various needs. After all, each one of us is unique, and we all have burdens to bear."
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.